Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey everyone, just a quick intro before the intro. I hope you're staying safe, staying inside, staying out of harm's way, washing everything down, disinfecting, sanitizing, doing whatever you got to do. I'm sorry for the infrequency of podcasts, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks. We will be getting back to a regular schedule, so if you want to subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com right now and use the code JASTA30, you can do a deep dive on the archives, download them all, save them. It's a free trial. Do what you got to do. All transparency here. Also, since I've been locked up in the house, I've been trying to put up a bunch of my demo collection on the bonus content page. So those aren't going to be up long. So head on over there on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the code JASTA30 for a 30-day free trial. Download all the bonus content. Do what you got to do. Know what I mean? So today's episode, we put up like 3-4 days for subscribers. You know, subscribers are always get the podcast on Gas Digital first. People like when it pops up in their private RSS feed, or they like just downloading, you know, the episodes when they come out on their browser, on their phone or their iPad or their computer. So just keep in mind that this episode was done a couple days ago, 2-3, maybe 4 days ago. Since then, a lot has happened, but I just want to thank you all for your patience in just, you know, with me getting this episode out and just in general and all your support. So I got to kick off this episode with some gratitude. So thank you so much to Brian Batdorf in Prairieville, Louisiana. Stay safe, Brian. Also, Stephen Adelson in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Stephen, thank you so much for your generosity. Daniel Loso in Hamden, Connecticut. Shout out to CTHC. Also, David C. Sorry, David, on the Depop, it didn't have your last name, but you are down in Florence, Alabama. Be safe down there. Please stay inside. Also, Jeremy Clark, another CTHC representative over in Beacon Falls, and Sean Swick over in Niagara Falls, New York. I love Niagara Falls. I was there last year. This is for you.
Thank you for supporting the show. This is my way to let you know.
So thanks again to Jake, Brian, Steven, Daniel, David, Jeremy, and Sean. Did I thank Jake? I always got to thank Jake. Thank you, everybody, seriously, for your donations at Venmo at Jamie Josta, $JamieJosta on Cash App or paypal.me/Josta, or just buy something off the Depop because everything's got to go. We got 17 boxes. We already put up 4, but we got another 17 boxes of Crowbar merch that they obviously can't sell on tour. So we're making a ton of room in the warehouse and we've been working around the clock. So thank you if you bought one of their tour shirts. They're almost gone over at martyrstore.net. You guys are lifesavers. That helps them pay off their invoice and their bills while they are at home and they're not able to tour. Also, thank you to our sponsors. The fact that sponsors are staying on board most all is just incredible. We really can't thank them enough. This is huge. What a privilege to be able to be a podcaster right now. And I'm just so grateful. I am not taking any of this for granted, seeing as I probably won't be doing a gig until at least June now. And that's kind of scary, but hey, it's okay. There's a lot of people that are out there on the front lines of this virus kicking ass, and you know, they got way more worries than I do. So I'm going to humbly stay the fuck in my house and try to put out some killer content for all you people listening at home or wherever you are. So thank you so much to Ridge Wallet. I love this brand. I think they make some of the best products on the market. I really appreciate when companies do not skimp on the materials and they go hard in the paint. And that is what Ridge Wallet is all about. This is going to be like the last duffel bag you own, the last phone case you own, the last wallet you own, because it's that amazing in quality and craftsmanship. It's some of the best. I have been like streamlining my life for the last couple of months, and I'm telling you, get down with the front pocket carry crew, okay? No more sitting on the wallet that's filled with all the business cards and old hotel keys and old rubbers and all this stuff. You're going to be the humpback of hardcore. You're going to have scoliosis. You don't want to be that guy. Get down with the FPC crew, front pocket carry, baby, and you will see just why Ridge Wallet has 30,000 five-star reviews. So after the podcast today, get 10% off with free worldwide shipping. Go to ridge.com/Josta. That's ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. Big thank you to Ridge Wallet and all my FPC crew members. Also, thank you to Vessi Footwear. April showers brings May flowers, but you know what else it brings? A fucking wet sock when you're out there wearing those knit sneakers and you step in the puddle and you're like, what the fuck? Not anymore, folks. Put on those Vessis. Get yourself a nice pair of Vessis right now and you will have the first knit sneaker that is 100% waterproof and weatherproof. That means you can slush it up in the rain, snow, mud, whatever you want, and keep your toes dry. You don't know how much I love these shoes. Not only are they breathable, but they're made from Dymatex material, which is the first dual climate knit material. It regulates temperature, so when you wear them in the winter, it keeps you warm, but in the summer, it lets the heat escape. Okay, they're highly stretchy, lightweight, 100% vegan. You're going to love these sneakers as much as I do. Trust me, $25 off your order right now when you visit VESSIfootwear.com. That's VESSIfootwear.com/Josta. I got to add the slash Josta. Use code Josta at checkout and you're going to get 25 off your order at VESSIfootwear.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. Big thanks to Vessi. Also, thank you to Indie Merch Store. I got to give them a big shout out. I know they're closed down right now, but we're wishing them the best, their whole staff and everybody. We will get back. We will come back stronger than this. And just my heart goes out to them. And thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We're going to support you even while you're not open. We're going to make sure that the second that site gets open again, that we're going to flood all our listeners over there to get all these pre-orders and support all these bands that had their tours canceled. So big shout out to Indie Merch Store. We're thinking about you guys. All right. We got a message from the quarantine. Enjoy the episode. And I will be back with a normal schedule coming up very soon. We got Brian Posehn. We got Joey Belladonna finally on the show. But today we're doing the update from the quarantine. So let me know what you think. Josta Show at Gmail. Now on to the show.
My friend, the lead singer of Hatebreed, the infamous and notorious Jamie Josta, is in the building. That's what's up.
Jamie Josta from the metal band Hatebreed. That guy's famous.
Coffee, death metal, and push-ups.
That's Jamie Josta. Remember Jamie Josta? You know him. He's a podcaster, but he's also a metal man.
I would say delete that.
That shit is hard.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Hope you and yours are doing okay, all things considered. My heart goes out to everybody affected by this whole situation with the coronavirus. All the bands, well, first and foremost, all the bands, the road crews, and everybody kind of in our universe. I know we are not the only universe, and believe me, my sister is a nurse, my mother is retired, my father and my stepmom had to fly back from Ireland. The State Department was like, it's now or never. So I know all different people who are affected by this. I know my sister's boyfriend is a lawyer. My girlfriend is a teacher. So they're closed. I know it's affecting everybody, but first, because we are a music podcast, I want to make sure that, everyone supports all the merch stores that are still open, supports, you know, all the streams, all the pre-orders that are still happening, that can happen, like the Testament and the Lamb of God. Of course, all the guys that are on Twitch, like Matt Heafy, and all the people that are raising money for the road crews and the tour staff and personnel from all the tours that are canceled. I saw Frank Finelli, who used to be in The World We Knew. I donated all my Depop sales last week to his thing. That's on GoFundMe. Let me get the name of that real quick and I will shout that out. Okay, here it is. It is the Nomad fundraiser for the touring crew. So if you go to GoFundMe.com, they've already raised over $22,000 of their $25,000 goal. And you'll see it. It's on my Twitter, but just search Nomad fundraiser and you'll see it. So by the time you're listening to this, we've been under quarantine for a while. And I just want to say that I'm going to get the Brian Posehn episode up. It just didn't feel right to release the podcast until I knew what the fuck was going on. I mean, there was just so many unanswered questions. And when I flew back from LA, because I recorded the podcast, I did the Chavo podcast and the Brian Posehn podcast back to back while I was in LA, but I cut my trip short because I knew everything was about to pop off and I was worried that the flights were going to get grounded and I can't be exposed because my daughter's immunocompromised. So
you know, there's been Christmases, Thanksgivings, her birthday, where we spent in the hospital, getting treatments, you know, being on oxygen because she's had asthma and has had respiratory problems in the past. And, you know, this is like, this really affects me because I can't be coming home sick or having any symptoms. And, when I flew out to LA, you know, everyone, and I think, I don't know if I talked about this on the Chavo episode, but, everyone was like, don't go, you know, cause I had my nephew's party the night before and they were like, you got to cancel this. This stuff is getting bad. And even now, you know, there's still conflicting things. There's people are like, oh, it's just a flu. Don't believe it. Even despite, you know, deaths and hospitalizations and, you know, an entire sports leagues being shut down, entire tours being canceled, venues, being closed. I saw DC Improv closed. You know, I saw entire comedians' tour schedules canceled and stuff. So it's affecting all aspects of the entertainment business. But so, you know, rewind to whatever 12 days ago or 13 days ago. And I am going to start dating these podcasts so you realize like what, when they go up on Gas Digital and then when they go up on iTunes and everywhere else. But so right now it's March 25th, right? And I tweeted out this morning that I was going to try again tomorrow, but I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Let's get a podcast done. Let's just do it. Just say what I got to say and, you know, we'll figure it out later. But so anyways, my family, they didn't want me to go, especially, you know, my mother and my sister and her kids, you know, they're seeing the news, whatever. I went anyways. The label was telling me, look, you got to do these meetings. You got to do... You know, you got to do all this stuff. It's mandatory. If you want a certain level of promotion, if you want a certain level of marketing, and they were right. So I was like, you know what? I got to do this. The album is important. Let me go out there and hey, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get some podcasts done. But then some of the podcast guests were like, I don't know, man. Do you know what's going on? And this, keep in mind, this is now 13 days ago. None of this shit that has happened since then. I could have predicted, at least not by what I was being told by certain people, right? Some other people knew, they had more of an idea, but so I get out there, I land at LAX and it's like business as usual. It was meaning like there was nobody scanning for, you know, your temperature. There were still flights coming in from Italy and whatnot, and all these places with where people were infected and stuff. So I thought that was weird for one. I mean, it was definitely, there was less volume. It was kind of like a ghost town when I was leaving LAX to go to my hotel. And then there was no traffic, which was really weird. So I was like, whoa, that's fucking weird. It was the fastest I've ever gotten to Hollywood. And then, you know, podcast guests were like, yo, I'm not coming out there. But credit to Chavo and credit to Brian Posehn for doing it. And I will get that Brian Posehn episode up ASAP. That'll be the next episode. So the next day I go to Nuclear Blast and, you know, I'm doing podcasts. I think I did like Metal Sucks or Metal Injection or one or both. And I did some other ones. And, you know, the whole time I'm trying to get on, I'm hearing things. I'm getting texts. I'm getting calls. I'm trying to get on with Delta. People are like, dude, you better get out of there quick before all the flights are canceled or flights are grounded. Or, you know, they... you know, become so overwhelmed with all the flight changes, you know, from the international people that you can't get on the phone with them and there's some issue. So in between doing podcasts and signing posters and doing other stuff, I was on hold with Delta and it started at like a 90-minute call wait to 2.5 hours, to 3 hours, to 4 hours. So I started thinking, damn, this is going to go crazy. And I wasn't feeling good. I had like a sinus sort of headache. I felt very warm. I don't know. I wouldn't say feverish, but I just felt sort of like flush in the face and whatever. It could have been stress. It could have been anxiety about what was going to happen. Was I going to have to be quarantined when I go home? Then I started getting a little bit of a cough and it wasn't much, but it was like enough to be like, damn. You know, I started thinking the flight was so fucking dirty on the way over and everybody was coughing and sneezing. And I know it's allergy season and that's to be expected. And it probably was just a little bit of panic, but that's how you are when your child, you know, has spent so much time in the emergency room or in the hospital bed. It's like you want to stay healthy. So we're monitoring everything, and I'm telling the label, like, look, I'm probably going to have to bail tonight if I can get on a flight tonight, if I can figure this out. And I'm sorry, and I want to apologize to Jose, and I want to apologize to Susie and everybody that I missed meetings with or I missed interviews with the following day. But so I got on a flight that night. I finally got on with Delta. I explained the situation. And shout out to Delta. I know everybody's complaining about the airlines, but whatever. They didn't refund my tickets like to Europe and to other trips that I had, but they gave me like credits back and they gave me miles, because I told them, like, I don't know what, I know that their PR people are saying, like, they were cleaning the planes at this point. There was no fucking cleaning of the plane. Okay. When I got on my plane, the first plane out and the second plane out, the tray was dirty. The seats were dirty. I was sitting in like, it was like someone spilled an entire fucking Coca-Cola. But me being like a germaphobe, you know, I had brought like Lysol wipes and hand sanitizer and fucking all antibacterial wipes and spray and all this shit. So I was cleaning this shit down, and I told them, like, I know you guys are putting this out on your Twitter and sending emails, like, we care about our customers, but there's some sort of disconnect because these planes weren't being cleaned. And then on the way back, same fucking thing. I was like, and my screen didn't work. And I was like, all right, I don't want to be petty. There's like way people in way worse positions than this. There's people that are fucking completely quarantined in Italy. People that I know, people, you know, at that point, like really only like the Flesh God Apocalypse tour had been canceled and maybe the Lacuna Coil tour. So I get on this plane that night, I get home, and I got to go to a hotel because I don't want to go home because I'm having symptoms. So then the first hotel I'm at, I go to the front desk, I talk to the girl, and I could tell she's like worried. And I'm like, you know, what's going on? Can I get a room away from people? I was traveling and it is kind of eerie. Like when I landed in Hartford, it was dead. And the girl was like, yeah, we had a lot of people cancel. We got a lot of rooms open, whatever. So I'll put you away. So I get to my room and I'm no lie, this somebody in the room next to me is fucking coughing nonstop, coughing. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Then they start doing construction. So I've been up all night on the flight from LAX to Detroit and then Detroit to Hartford. I landed at whatever 7 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep on either flight. I was freaking out, even though I took all my CBD and I'm taking melatonin and all this stuff. So I'm still drowsy, and I'm like, I gotta sleep. They were nice enough to give me an early check-in. But then at around 3 o'clock, they started fucking construction. So I called on the front desk and I'm like, yo, what is going on? They're like, oh, it'll be done by 5. So, but I had pretty much slept at that point, you know, at least whatever, a good clip. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to turn on the news, which was a mistake, because then I see that people are panicking, and I'm like, well, all right, I guess, you know, it was good that I came home, because there's obviously, you know, some worry to this shit. So I go to Walmart near the airport. And I'm not going to say what Walmart, but let's just say it was fucking pandemonium in there. And I'm like, do these people know something I don't know? Like, what is going on? People are fucking... There's the cans, all the canned goods were gone. All the toilet paper was gone. All the hand sanitizer was gone. All the bleach was gone. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So then I go back to the hotel. They're fucking like blasting this, I don't know, like concrete or plaster or I don't know, but she's like, all right, it's going to stop. So there's no way to do a podcast. And at that point, I was going to just put out the Brian Posehn episode. And I was like, fuck it. If shit goes crazy between now and then, I'll just do an updated episode. And I'll say, look, the tours are canceled. And you know, we recorded this before, like, people got sick or whatever. Because at this point, they were talking about, There was already rumblings of like, yo, Europe might be shut down. Like no retail, no recording, no warehouse work. So that means like no pre-orders, no nothing. So I was getting worried. And so I stayed that night at the hotel. Or no, they started making more noise and I left. I went and got another hotel. Oh, this is a whole other fucking nightmare. So I leave that hotel because I wasn't going to record with all this noise in the background. And I was still worried, like, I was checking in with Randy and Mark, and I was like, yo, is this Lamb of God tour going to be canceled with Creator? Because they got to leave around the same time as when we got to leave, you know, to go with Parkway. And just on a side note, you know, and I appreciate everybody who actually cares and who's listening and who's affected by, you know, all these different cancellations and all these different sort of troublesome situations within the music industry. You know, there's a lot of moving parts when these tours are put together. And so a reschedule is very hard because then the agents have to go back to the venues and say, okay, do you have this date? They basically have to rebook and reroute the entire tour. Then they have to go back to the management. Then the management has to go back to all the bands. So like, as you see with the Parkway reschedule, now it's just Hatebreed, it's Parkway, Hatebreed, and Crystal Lake from Japan. Shout out to Crystal Lake, by the way. Great band. I'm psyched that they're on it. But I'm also sad that like Venom Prison and Stick to Your Guns can't do it, which I was like, I thought that was weird. I was like, wait, so you have something else like completely booked in November, December already? You're booked that far out that you can't move or that you can't, or that you assume is going to happen? Because at this point, I'm thinking like, what if this shit does go full pandemic, or we go on lockdown like they are, like they had been doing in Italy? Like, how could you even, you know, bank on something even happening in November or December because of like the dominoes falling, where then other tours would be, I guess, rescheduled for that time, and then you might have conflicts, or you might have what they call like holds, like when an agent is holding, like say if two tours are holding the same venue for the same night, one booking agent will challenge the hold and be like, look, we want to confirm. So this other tour is going to have to either shit or get off the pot and give up the hold. And that's, you know, something that happens a lot. So, and that's just that's just during regular times, not when we're dealing with a worldwide, you know, crisis. So Parkway gets the reschedule together. It took longer than expected. So during that time, and I commend them for getting it rescheduled, and we're psyched that we're still able to do that. But during that time, I started worrying about the May tour. I started worrying about the album release, and I was really, really frazzled. And I was dealing with Crowbar and their tour cancellation, which was a much like more dire situation. Okay. So like I was able to call and do emails and do texts and get a hold of people to be like, all right, look, the bus, and talk with my manager and talk with my tour manager and talk with all the band guys and say, all right, are you guys good for now? What's plan B? What's plan D? What's plan, you know, what's plan C? What's plan D? What's plan E? Because, you know, I'd already talked to Delta and got like the credit, you know, just in case for my other trip, you know, because originally I was supposed to fly back from LA later. So then I just applied it to this new flight to get home. But then I was thinking, God, how am I going to get a hold of them if this, to change out the flights, you know, for the, so that we can go either use the credit to go in August or use the credit to go back to Europe in November. So once they said, look, yeah, it's probably going to get rescheduled again, it was like 4 hour fucking hold times. We got to call you back. And so, when I left the one hotel, I went to a new hotel. Let me go back to that. I go to a new hotel. I check in. I said, you got to put me away from everybody. I have been traveling. I feel okay, but you know, I don't want to get you sick. I'm talking to the girl like from 5-6 feet away. She's like, oh yeah, no problem. Whatever. We're actually had a lot of cancellations. You know, people's work plans are changing. Some places are dealing with this differently. And I could tell they had just had like some sort of staff meeting, or cause it was almost like she was talking to me like from a script about you know, their protocol as far as like the virus was concerned. Cause this place was like a more, what do you call it? Like one of those like stay, like suites where you stay, where it's got like a refrigerator and a fucking, an oven and whatnot. Cause I'm thinking, God, I better go get some shit. I better, if I do end up getting sick, I'm gonna have to ride this out in a hotel alone. And I'm gonna want to at least be able to like make some broth or, you know, so. And at that point, since the one Walmart was pretty slim pickings, I mean, I had stuff to eat. I was good, but I wasn't good for like, say, if I was going to have to ride out, if this had turned into a bad flu or, you know, whatever. Some people said it was like a bad cold. Some people said it was worse. I just wanted to make sure that I was prepared, you know?
Hey, everybody, it's Jamie jumping in to remind you that we are so lucky to still have sponsors during this crazy virus outbreak. So I want to thank Vessi for staying on board with us. This means the world to me. They are a great footwear company. They make 100% vegan, waterproof, weatherproof knit sneaker that's breathable, highly stretchy, lightweight, has a grip for all weather. I love the herringbone tread pattern grip on the bottom. It provides traction on stage for me or when I'm hiking or when I'm in the city trying to run after my Uber or my cab. I just love these Vessi shoes. They also got those antimicrobial insoles that keep your feet fresh. And you know, if you live on a tour bus like I have, these some dudes, their dogs be barking. Not mine though, because I'm rocking those Vessis. I'm looking good. My feet are dry. No more stepping in the puddle with these niche sneakers and having your fucking day ruined because your sock is wet all day and then you take your foot out and it looks like fucking Palpatine. What's his face from Star Wars? Your big toe looks like his grill. But seriously, check out VessiFootwear.com/Josta. Use the code Josta at checkout and you're going to get $25 off your order. That's VessiFootwear.com/Josta. Use the code Josta at checkout. Please support our sponsors during this difficult time. We cannot thank them enough for staying on board. Those are my dogs going crazy because they love Vessi Footwear that much. All right, now back to the show.
So at this point, We're making all the plans. We're trying to figure out shit. We're all talking. I start talking to Kirk. Kirk is like saying, man, we got to keep the tour in. I don't believe the hype. And that was a whole other thing. I'm like, dude, I think you should believe the hype. His booking agent was like, believe the hype. They're shutting down Seattle. They're shutting down San Fran. And this is back on the whatever. Now we're at fucking March 13th or March 14th. And he's like, look, we got 23 boxes of merch here. Bandwagon's not going to let us return the bandwagon. I mean, it was stress. I was sweating. I was freaking out for them. I was thinking about, all right, I'm going to have to have them ship all the merch back to our warehouse. I'm going to have to hire other people to handle this. We're going to have to blow it out. You know, we're going to have to just ship shit round the clock. So I'm trying to plan that stuff as well while figuring out, you know, the plan D or plan whatever E. At that point, I was looking at Napalm's schedule. I'm thinking, can Crowbar jump on with Napalm? I'm hitting them up. I'm hitting their manager up. Then I'm hearing Sacred Reich was going to cancel, and rightfully so, because, you know, Phil has had asthma and has had, you know, respiratory issues in the past. So I didn't blame him at all. And keep in mind, this is before we heard about Will from Death Angel being in ICU, being very sick, which now he's had a little bit of progress and he's doing a little bit better. Thank God. My heart goes out to him and his family. Now we see Chuck Billy's got it. So my heart goes out to him and Tiffany and his whole family and the extended, you know, Bay Area crew. I did trade texts with Zetro. They're all good. They're quarantined, but they're, you know, they're hopeful. So shout out to Zetro. So I had hit up Phil from Sacred Reich. I was like, dude, do what you got to do. We totally understand. You know, right now Crowbar wants to keep it in. They can't afford. I mean, this could bankrupt them. This was like a very long tour for good money in all major markets that they were really, I mean, they had all this merch printed. They were really, you know, they had ordered so much stuff. They were really looking forward to this tour. I was like, we got to figure out something else. Then I started looking at Today Is the Day. Child Bite had some dates that I thought, oh, maybe we combine with their shows. I mean, we were just really trying to brainstorm if, you know, Live Nation brought the hammer down or if Sepultura thought, you know, we gotta, what happens if we get stuck? We don't want to be stuck if they ground all the flights. So this might have been on the 12th. This still might have been on the 12th, if I'm right. So anyways, within like, it literally went from us tweeting out like, hey, Crowbar's keeping in the tour. You know, send us an email if you want to, if you have a small bar that you want to do shows at, because there was that whole thing about some cities were doing gatherings less than 250 people. Like, I think Dallas, maybe Austin, maybe Phoenix or Tucson. I can't remember which. But so then it was like, nope, it's done. It's they're bringing the hammer down. It's done. So then it was, okay, post the pictures, go to FedEx, put the shirts up so that we can at least pay the tour shirt merch bill. And I was like, well, fuck it. There's no, I better go to storage now, go to the warehouse now, talk to the lady, you know, who, and the staff at the warehouse to see if they're going to stay open and figure out a plan. Like with Chris and the other people that I have that help out, to not only make room for the inventory, if we are going to have them sort of stagger these shipments of like 23 boxes to us from martyrstore.net, but also figure out like what the protocol is, because there's other offices there, there's other units there where, you know, what if someone else is sick? What if they quarantine that place, right? So yeah, I think this, so anyways, I think it was on the 13th. The first day I went there, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go there early when no one's around, just in case I still am having any symptoms. I go there also because I have a bunch of stuff there, like for emergencies. Like I have food, I have water, I have like fully packed bags. Like if I had to drop everything, like I'm usually pretty prepared. So I go there. And this is before the other businesses get there and whatnot. I'm the only car there. I go in, I'm looking through my bags. I have old tour bags there. And one of them has a bunch of vitamins and stuff. So I'm like loading up on the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the echinacea, the ashwagandha. I take my lion's mane. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to sign like another 100 Lost Chapters 1, another 100 Lost Chapters Volume 2. I'm going to sign some 8x10s. I'm going to sign some Kingdom of Sorrow CDs because there was a bunch there that, you know, Kirk had signed that I hadn't signed yet. And I thought, all right, well, what else can we do to raise some money for Kirk and Robin? Because, you know, their bills don't go away. And, you know, at that point, I didn't know like if the tour merchandise was going to sell out, if I was going to need to send them some cash. We didn't know if Bandwagon was going to allow them to return the Bandwagon, which they did. So thank you to Bandwagon. That was really cool. I think they only charge them for whatever, the Deadhead out and back 4 or 5 days maybe. Because keep in mind, Crowbar had shows working out to the Sepultura tour, which were canceled as well, like out and back. So so we put up the sales like overnight. They sold like crazy. So thank you to everybody who ordered any of that stuff. I mean, you're literally like a lifesaver. And so while I was at the warehouse, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get a count on some old Hatewear shirts. We'll put those up. We'll donate that money to Crowbar. So get those guys some cash right away so that they could at least, you know, pay their rent, pay their mortgages or their bills or whatever in the meantime, while we figure out, because at that point we were like, fuck it, we'll just delay it like 4 weeks. And I was thinking, you know, as far as the Hatebreed stuff was concerned, it was like, I was still thinking like May was going to happen. Like there was going to be no issue with the May tour. I thought, all right, this is going to all blow over like 3 or 4 weeks. Then it just started, we started getting just all the bad news after bad news, because it is such a global economy. Like if you're, now that we're on, a lot of us are on international labels where if they give you a certain advance, it might be because they're going to sell X amount of physical in this country where you do really good. Like Hatebreed does really good in Germany, really good in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Italy, Australia, Indonesia, the US, you know, Canada, we do okay still. Not as much as maybe on Self-Titled or Supremacy, but definitely, you know, we have our spots where I had heard things like, okay, if your manufacturing is not done yet, your album might be delayed because there might not actually be anyone in the pressing plants because their local governments might say this is not an essential business. So that thought hadn't, you know, crept into my mind yet, right? And, you know, as each day went by, I was like, all right, I don't have any symptoms. I feel okay. I think at the fourth day or the three and a half days or 4 days, I went home. I dropped off some stuff. I was like, hey, everybody, you know, like said what's up to my dogs. I was like, I gotta go back to the hotel, but if I feel okay tomorrow, I'll check out. I'll come home. And at that point, I was like, we got to make room at the warehouse. We got to think, we got to start really strategizing for all this other stuff. What's going to happen? And I was still hopeful for like our May tour, but I had this sinking feeling in my stomach. And I just really started getting bummed and I started getting angry, like, and just going through these weird, like, where I would pick up the Zoom, I would try to do the podcast, and I would come off, I would record a little bit, and I'd have nothing good. It was just like negative. And I'm like, this is not me. Like, I don't want to put this out. So then I would stop and I would try to go for a walk, or I would try to return messages. You know, like there was one day there, I want to say it was the 16th, where it was like, I saw a post, someone had posted about Sonic Temple and Welcome to Rockville and these big festivals where they were like, you know, they were just saying like, oh, we're just assessing, you know, the situation carefully still, because at that point there some festivals had been canceled or postponed. I think maybe Coachella and Stagecoach, but not anything in the metal or rock world just yet, right? And I had been having a little trouble sleeping, but you know, I was doing a little reading, I was trying to watch just uplifting stuff, and I was trying to read uplifting stuff, like, I don't know if any of you have read the Four Agreements, but I can't recommend it enough. Also, there's another book called The Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, which I've tried to go back and reread, by this guy, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Some of you might think it's like floofy or whatever, cliche. I don't care. It's just, I like it. And it's just something to get my mind off all the stress, right? Hey, everybody, it's Jamie jumping in here with a quick interruption to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Ridge.com. They make the best wallets, the best phone cases, duffel bags. This is literally the best duffel bag I've owned. I've traveled all over the world with this thing, and it is durable. It is weatherproof, waterproof. Their wallets are going to help you streamline your life, so no more of that big-ass, thick-ass wallet in your back pocket that's giving you scoliosis, making you the hunchback. Back of hardcore, not anymore. You're down with the FPC crew. I'm talking about the front pocket carry crew, baby. Check out ridge.com/josta today. That is ridge.com/josta. Use the code josta and you will get 10% off with free worldwide shipping. They use some of the best materials out there. This is not cheap stuff. When you buy this stuff, they have a lifetime warranty, and I love that. I love that about Ridge. It's the highest quality stuff I own, the last wallet I'm ever going to own. ridge.com/josta. Use the code josta. Big thanks to Ridge for staying on board with us during this difficult time. Now back to the show. I had been calling my doctor, who I couldn't get through to. I could tell. I was like, I don't want to bother these people. They got much bigger fish to fry. They have probably much sicker people to deal with. And I wasn't really, I just wanted to know like what they had seen. And I wanted to know like what the incubation or whatever the period of time where it was going to be safe to go home, right? They didn't really know. And I called Yale New Haven Hospital. They didn't really know. They were really hard to get through. And I was like, fuck it. I don't want to waste their time. I'm just going to go home. So I go home. I want to say, then we got the news that Jason Rainey died. I was like, what the fuck, man? I was like this. And Rainey, you know, he teched for Sean Martin on the Ozfest, maybe 2004. I had fallen out of contact with him for years now, but it was just like, you know, this happens where you'll hear of someone, you know, passing away and you go, oh, fuck, man, really? How? You know, and then you go through these various different stages of like, man, could I have helped them? Should I have stayed in touch? Like, do I need to reach out to other people right now? And I was like, all right, you can't let this, you have to see the silver lining, right? That's what I always tell myself. I'm like, you got to see the silver lining. We're here. We're going to do this. We're going to get through this. You know, I don't know what happened with Jason. I don't know if it was a relapse. I don't know if it was an OD. I mean, you always hear these things and you go, God, do I have that within myself to go down, to jump back in the dark river? Like, I got to stay away from the dark river, no matter how much stress, you know, I'm going through. You got to always think about, you know, your stuff you have gratitude about. So then I start my little gratitude journal. I'm like, my daughter's not showing any symptoms at this point. I probably said at this point. Don't do a drinking game where you take a shot during this episode where every time I say at this point. Okay, please. But I was just telling myself, look, yeah, the tours are going to be canceled. The album's going to be fucking postponed. The whole industry is going to go to shit. Venues are probably going to close. But it's okay. We got a roof over our head. I got a little bit of money in the bank. I got some food stocked. I got some medicine stocked. Like, I had already been, you know, calling my daughter's doctors and stuff, being like, look, we need like extra whatever, albuterol, any of the, you know, the asthma medications, just in case. Cause that I think that there was starting to be a shortage of like inhalers and masks and my sister's a nurse. I was saying to her, like, yo, I got masks. I got rubber gloves. I mean, I used to have like a bunch of different stuff just in case. So I'm like, we got this. It's going to be okay. Then I see the guitarist from Crown the Empire tested positive. And this is a young guy, a healthy guy, right? And he had said, like, he was, Brandon his name, Brandon Hoover. He said he was back to normal, but it really, like, put him through the ringer. He had, like, self-quarantined for 14 days. Now, meanwhile, I had only, whatever, quarantined for, like, 3.5 days, 4 days. And he had been traveling through all these different countries, you know, over the past couple months. He didn't know where or when he got it, but it started with a sore throat, then it was congestion, then he was more tired than usual, which I had been going through. then he said he got like severe body aches and a fever of like 102, and that he was like just sleeping in puddles of his own sweat, and he just thought he had the flu, but he was able to get to the emergency room, and he was able to get tested for the flu and the coronavirus. And he had gotten his results back, you know, saying that he had it. But at that point, he was, you know, back to normal and feeling like most of the symptoms passed. So I was like, wow, you know, that made me think like, shit, man, this is a young, healthy guy. He's very lucky. But like, you go, God, who did he come in contact with? You know, because this is, we were thinking, I guess it was traveling through the air, like when people were breathing, like from their saliva, it would land on something. And then if you would touch something, then you touch your face, you could get it. It was worrisome to see, you know, because we all thought, all right, it affects everyone differently. But what if you have a condition that you don't know about? All of us musicians, all of us rockers, we're like, I don't want to generalize too much, but we're not exactly like great about going to the doctors on some sort of maintained schedule, right? So then I see Monster Magnet rescheduled their tour, the Celebration of Power trip, the breakthrough, their breakthrough album, which had, you know, the song Space Lord, but you know, there's a bunch of jams on that record. Temple of Your Dreams, See You in Hell, the title track. But anyways, I saw they postponed till 2021, and I was like, huh, really? 2021? And I thought, oh, maybe it's because of the avails. Maybe it's because like venues are already booked in November, December because everybody's rescheduling, but it's just not announced yet.
Right.
And then they went ahead and announced the reschedule of the Parkway Hatebreed Stick to Your Guns Venom Prison April tour, right? I think we announced that on the 18th. And I was like, that's when it hit me, like, okay, I'm going to be home. I got to address everything that I got to address. Like there's a reason, there's gotta be, you know, I don't like to say everything happens for a reason, but sometimes you need to say that to yourself if you need to kick your ass into gear. Right. So I started thinking like, okay, I don't have the hard drive space. I don't have the warehouse space. I don't have, I'm not prepared in the sense of like what I would need to do if all the podcasts are going to have to be done on Skype or Zoom or whatever the technology is, right? And originally way back when I did the Skype episodes, some of them did really good. Like the Jim Brewer episode did really good. The Dave Mustaine episode did really good. Others didn't do so well and people complained about the sound quality. And then these files were huge. Like I was using voice recorder or whatever it was, voice call recorder. I don't know. These files were massive. I filled up a bunch of hard drives. Then people were saying, and keep in mind, I'm a caveman and I know I got to get into this. I know it's 2020 and I really have to learn and I can't, I really have to stop using this as an excuse to have digital clutter and to not have the proper knowledge, right? So each day I started like, first I started with the digital clutter. I went and I unsubscribed from all these like fucking old email lists and shit. I'm like, why am I still getting emails from AT&T? And I don't even have AT&T anymore. Why am I still getting emails from fucking some steak company? Like I bought Frank some, like you never do those like mail order steaks. I think it was for Frank's birthday. I don't know when it was. Maybe Frank's birthday's in October. I don't know if it was last October or the October before. But so a buddy of mine who helped me, like I give him access to my desktop. It's actually really cool. I click on a link and now he's controlling my desktop. So he showed me how to do some like digital decluttering tricks. If anybody wants to do this, if you're quarantined at home, I suggest that you do. I start with just 4 or 5 per day. Like, okay, this steak fucking company. Why is a steak company emailing me like twice a day? Anyways, I had like 1,200 fucking emails from them that I deleted. Then WWE. No offense to WWE. It was just too many fucking emails. And I unsubscribed and I was still getting emails. They're hardcore. Vince is like, fuck you, motherfucker. It's blood in, blood out. You ain't getting out of this. And I think I had tried to unsubscribe to them before. Like it might have been around the time that Code Orange did the theme for the, who was it? The Fiend, right? Bray Wyatt. I think it was last year. I had signed up because I was like, oh, that's cool. That's fucking awesome. I got to get back into WWE. If they're supporting metal, I want to support them, you know? Like, and people were telling me, oh, yeah, you gotta check out Aleister Black and, I don't know, there was someone else that was supporting metal. I go through these phases where I'm like, I got to get back into it. And there's been WWE personalities who have been super supportive of Hatebreed wearing our merch. Shout out to Big Eric Rowan, Mr. Redbeard himself. And, you know, I enjoy watching occasionally, but I'm like, I can still watch. I don't have to be on like 50 email lists, right? But what's funny about WWE is like when you try to unsubscribe, they'll do sneaky stuff. Like they'll email you from like a different guy, but it's the same. Like they'll change the little thing where it says who it's from. I remember I started getting emails from Batista. Like I'm like, what? Why? Like, how does Batiste, like, so I'm like, wait, this can't be. So I click on it. You know, you get your hopes up. You're like, wait, maybe Batista's reaching out for me, to me. But then you click on it, and it's just, it says it, it's just the name, like, but then when you click to actually, like, show the email, it says, like, newsletter or whatever. For a second there, I thought, oh, shit, Batista hit me up. Because I don't know if anybody remembers when Batista had his MMA fight. He actually did hit me back on Twitter. I think I hit him up like, yo, if you need an entrance song for your MMA fight, which he won. Shout out to Batista. He was nice to hit me back like, yo, I'm all set. But thank you. So, you know, even though I was bumming out, I was trying to write some riffs, trying to write some lyrics. I still kept trying to get up every morning and start a podcast, but I just couldn't get it done. There was one day, I want to say it was the day that the Lamb of God track came out, which is a banger. I'm sure you guys have played it a fucking 100 times between now and then, but Memento Mori. I mean, Storm und Drang or whatever that was called was hard enough. Now you got to hit me with the Memento Mori. Just call it something easy for the cavemen like me. well, the album's self-titled, but anyways, the song's called Memento Mori. I sing on the album on a track, which I can't wait for everybody to hear. The album's fucking amazing. The Lamb of God never disappoints. I can break their balls about the the titles. Where was I going with this? Oh, so I see that their album, you know, is still coming out May 8th. So I start to get like some false hope, but then I started thinking, well, all right, they have to probably keep that day because everything's manufactured and they're already like, they've already got the pre-orders going. So you have to, even if they shut down Amazon, which I'm hearing they're going to do, like I'm hearing you can't get anything on Amazon except for essential stuff, right? I don't know if that's true, but that's something I've heard. And especially in other countries, I'm hearing similar type of services have been shut down. So I'm like, well, shit, if we were shooting for May 29th and they're getting their street date May 8th, shit, man, like maybe there's hope. Well, there wasn't hope. Then I see the producer for Ozzy got coronavirus. Another young guy. Okay. But he said it was bad, right? He said he had like major problems. Andrew Watt is his name. He said he had major, I think he got it like early March too, right? He said he felt like he had gotten hit by a bus. So again, now you're, what I was seeing at the on the news was like, oh, it's old people, this, that, you're fine, you know. And there was this press conference with Trump. I turned it on at the hotel for a couple of minutes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this for real? Is this real life? Like, I thought Biden was bad. I don't want to get into politics, but there's no denying this. This shit was, it was like a third grader talking. I was like, this can't be real. Anyways, so here's another young guy rushed to the emergency room, like really, really bad chills, sweats, fever, delusional, dry cough, finally gets a chest x-ray. He's got viral pneumonia. They couldn't give him a test. I'm thinking, you got all those fucking symptoms, but you can't get a test. So then he goes to a private doctor and gets the tests, comes back, COVID-19. So I go into paranoia mode. I'm like, this shit's getting everybody. This is fucked. I got to stay home. I got to write. I got to create. I got to get my mind off this shit. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's put up the Black Alpaca song on JostaHQ.bandcamp. Let's put it up on the Josta YouTube. So I'm like, that'll be, it's a fun song. It's doesn't have to be, it's lighthearted. It doesn't have to be taken super seriously. So I'm like, we'll do that. Then I started working on a lyric video. I went back. I got to give this guy a shout out because this has been back and forth. Shout out to Jimmy Johansson. He's doing the lyric video, for the song I did, the Josta song I did with Max. So we're going to get that up. But hopefully by the time you're hearing this, that'll be up. So I'm just trying to get my mind off things. Plus, I'm going through these different emotions. Like, I get super bummed. I get brain fog. I can't think. Then I get mad. Then I'm hitting up the label, writing emails that are probably going to regret. Like, yo, who the fuck is in charge? And listen, I don't want anybody to lose their job. I don't want anybody. I know it's hard for everybody, and I don't want to seem. And this is why I tweeted about, you know, like, I don't want to seem selfish because everybody's going through this. It's not just us. Like, I heard Enslaved's album was pushed back. I heard a lot of albums were pushed back. You know, and I realize it, we got to work together and we got to figure this out. And it's a big investment for the label. So, like, yeah, they can't just put it out digitally and lose all the physical sales. Because physical sales in a lot of these places, thank God people actually want the vinyl. They want the CD. They want the poster. They want the album cover shirt. So, like, we want it. I get it. Like, it needs to come out at a good time. Does that mean I need to stop and be in limbo or be stranded or be, you know, what do they say about idle time? I think it's an idle mind is the devil's playground, right? Like, anybody with too much time on their hands, you're going to get yourself into trouble, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have books to read. I'm going to go revisit albums I love that make me feel good. I'm going to finally watch some movies and some documentaries and some TV shows that I haven't, you know, gotten the time to. And I'm going to finish writing and revisit the hard drives and continue, you know, with the digital declutter and all that. And the physical declutter too, because now I was hearing that Goodwill and Salvation Army were going to close. So I was like, well, shit, if I can't donate a lot of my physical clutter to them, then I'll put it up on Depop and we'll give the money to Kirk and Brunson and Robin, or we'll give the money to the Nomad. In the past, I had given like a bunch, you know, to the wildfires and other charities and stuff. The kid, right, that Brad, the comedian Brad Williamson, I think I donated to his thing. Anyways, I thought, we're going to make use of this time. I'm not going to get too crazy. I have to keep trying to see the positive, keep trying to see the silver lining and everything. Then I started seeing all the different, like, bigger postponements, right? Like, Tool had an April tour. I think it was April and May. And then I was like, all right, well, yeah, those are bigger venues. There's a lot more at stake. There's a lot more on the line. There's a lot bigger staff. Some of them are union rooms. You know, you can't, like, that I understood. I couldn't fault them for that, right? But I was really worried about our May run and about Matt's wedding too, because, you know, Matt, it's a big deal for our drummer, Matt. You know, he was getting married in May and we were going to all fly to Florida. So we were going to do this tour, and this tour was going to be great with us and Havoc and After the Burial and Creeping Death. But now, you know, I'm seeing the agent's emails. I'm seeing the club promoter emails. What are we going to do? We got to know. We aren't selling any tickets. No shows are selling tickets in May. This, you know, people aren't going to want to go out. It's not safe. This isn't a good thing. We got to make a decision. So now I'm back to, like, just stressing hard. Then I see that Gary Holt is exhibiting all the symptoms for the corona, why do I keep saying corona 19? COVID 19. God, this is how you know my brain is fucking fried. So I got a guy that I call, that a shoulder that I need to lean on a lot. I call him and he says, look, man, it's the stress that's going to get you, man. You got to eliminate the stress. Like, do what you got to do. If you got to cancel it, you got to cancel it. Fans will understand. The promoters will understand. People will understand. Everybody is going through this now. And this is just the beginning of this. Then I heard, you know, D. Snyder's daughter's stranded in Peru and the country shut its borders. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, this is fucking insane. So then all the next, you know, waves of the May cancellation started. Iron Maiden postponed Australia and New Zealand, which I'm like, fuck, if they're postponing in May, we got to go there in June, which we still don't know about. Depending on when you're listening to this, it's still a moving target. And these are big arenas that we're doing with Parkway Drive, so I don't know what the protocol is going to be yet. And believe me, I want to know, because again, these flights aren't refundable. We got to use them at a later date. It's like a credit. It's a fucking ordeal to call. Plus, we were handling all our internal stuff, which is a whole other, that's a whole other podcast I could do. So it's not being handled by a promoter because we're just the support act. We're not headlining, and we can't do off day shows because there's a bunch of people that won't go to, you know, that's why we got the slot. It's like, here you go. We want to make this a major event, like Parkway Hatebreed. This never happened before. It's the first time teaming up. And then you got all these people who are like, yo, where's the off day shows? Like, dude, there might not be any fucking shows. Then I see this guy dies from the COVID-19. He was at the Ghost concert in Mexico. I'm like, wait, didn't fucking Dino play the show in Mexico? I'm hitting up Dino. He was another one I was trying to do the podcast with in LA. He's like, yo, I got to rehearse. I'm going to Mexico. I'm like, dude, you're going to Mexico? Are you fucking crazy? And Dino, shout out to him. I mean, they went, but at that point, Mexico, I'm pretty sure Dino posted a video. Mexico was already screening people like as they were coming in. They weren't even doing that at LAX or in Detroit. Detroit, there were still planes coming in from all over Europe. And I'm like, so, you know, people want to talk shit about Mexico. It's like, no, motherfucker, they're trying to keep the shit under control. But so anyways, I looked into that. That wasn't the show. Like Ghost didn't do the show with Asesino. That was like a different show. It was back on March 3rd. But I mean, I had been hearing about this shit for weeks, right? And I don't think people were taking it like as seriously as it should have been taken. But anyways, let's talk about some more positive stuff, and then I'll get to some segments. So on the more positive front, a lot of people have reached out to me. I tweeted that I was going to do the Quarantine Chronicles, which I'm working on now. And a lot of people reached out to me. So thank you to all the people that are willing to write riffs. And a lot of artists I admire reached out and was like, hey, I can record at home. So in the cases where we don't have to be together in a room, there are going to be some really good creative opportunities, like Devin from Acacia Strain. Oh yeah, so Acacia Strain, they released an E7-inch and digital single. Shout out to them. So they're already on the move, you know, and they made it back safe, which I was happy about. I had hit up Vincent saying like, yo, hope you guys got back safe. You know, if you need to unload any merch, whatever, hit me up. Let me know. Devin hit me up. So he sent me a song already, which I'm going to do vocals on hopefully tomorrow at my house. But check it out. It's Acacia Strain. Well, that leads us to our segment. This is For Those About to Pit.
For those about to pit. We salute you. For those about to pit. We salute you.
All right. So some positive news in amongst all the bad shit that's happening is we got some new Acacia Strain music. So I thought it was like an E7-inch, like, oh, we're only releasing it digitally. Like, you know how it used to be whatever, there was E-music, or I don't know, you send an E-card, but it's not. It's I think the name of the EP is E, like the letter E. Or one of the songs, anyways, the song you're going to hear it right now, it's called Solace and Serenity.
The waiting to die. Crippled existence. Fire filled with gasoline. Beautiful, the world is pristine. We have been bound unseen. The walls of existence remain unclean. No solace, no safety. Amen.
All right, that was the Acacia Strain with their track Solace and Serenity, which you can pre-order now over at Rise Records. I have been rambling on and on for whatever the last hour or so, just about everything between the recording the Shavuot episode and now, and the lack of podcasts and all the craziness and cancellations and the shit that we've been seeing on the news and whatnot. So I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you even caring. And again, I really hope everyone's being safe. I hope you're staying inside. Now that we've seen that this is affecting young people, I saw a 21-year-old girl died in the UK. She had no pre-existing conditions. It didn't say if she was a vapor or not or anything like that, but seriously, it is not worth it. Please stay inside, you know, for our grandparents, for our parents, and for the people who are immunocompromised, and who knows, for people who are normal, like now we're seeing people who are healthy, it could affect you. You don't know. So better safe than sorry. And I just want to say again, you know, the Shavuot episode was recorded before all this stuff really started to break out. It's been moving so quickly, and all the headlines have been changing quickly. So when I saw there was, you know, negative headlines pulling, you know, his quote, which for me it's fucked up, because that was not even what we thought people were going to focus on the episode. Like, we were actually thinking about editing, you know, some of the talk about the side projects, which we were totally complimentary about the system side projects and whatnot, and what everybody's doing solo or not. We were complimentary about it, but we thought, you know, because of egos or whatever, we thought, oh, maybe we take that part out just because, we want to be respectful to them. You know, we want to keep it cool. But then the sites start pulling his quote about how he thinks it's, you know, stupid to panic around the coronavirus, which now I'm sure he would say is different, right? Because it was really changing, and everybody was hearing different news from different sources. And it's like, man, I just hope it doesn't deter him from coming back on the podcast. Because I'm sure now he's got, I mean, people hit me up like, yo, it was a great episode, you know, despite the technical problems at the end of the episode with the fucking mics and whatnot. It was great to have Shavo on for the first time. People really liked the episode, but I'm sure he's gotten messages from idiots saying like, dude, you're downplaying this virus and that's irresponsible. That shit was old. It was uploaded, I think, March 15th, but it was recorded a week earlier. So please, yeah, give Shavo a break. So anyway, what else? What is there, any other good news I can tell you? Well, I saw Metallica is going to do Metallica Mondays, where they're going to stream a complete video of Metallica live shows on the band's YouTube channel. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. I started watching Hunters, I think it is, where they're, it's on Amazon. It's with Al Pacino. I started that. I also started Altered Carbon, which was pretty good. And, and this fucking Tiger King. I don't know if anybody's seen this Tiger King. Oh, my God. First of all, this shit's wild. First of all, don't do meth, for one. The Tiger King's boyfriend with the no teeth. Oh, my God. Every time this guy fucking hits the screen, I'm like, look at this maniac. Oh, my God. Anyways, no spoilers, but yeah, check that out. That's on Netflix. But yeah, let me know what you're streaming, what you're watching. I saw that the music streams are down and podcast listens are down, probably because people listen on their way to work. And now, you know, they're not going to work, so they're at home and they're going to watch more like video content, which has made me want to, you know, put more video content up on my YouTube. So I put up the Live in London video. Thank you to Paul. Big shout out to Paul for helping me with that. That should be up on my Facebook.com/JostaHQ for those who watch on Facebook video, and then on YouTube, which I think we did. We finally, that was another thing I think we finally got done over this fucking break, was we got the YouTube URL changed. So thank you to YouTube. It is youtube.com/TheJostaShow, and we're nearing 10,000 subscribers. So please go subscribe, and we'll get a bunch of content up for you ASAP. So yeah, the live in London is up. It's worth watching just for Kirk's story. Well, I don't want to give it away, but it involves a blow up sheep, an inflatable sheep. It's worth watching just for that. So thank you to Paul. And when I logged into YouTube, I was like, oh shit, we got a check coming to us. So thank you. If you've watched any of the videos, we're actually getting a little check, which I'm going to reinvest in the show. I think most of the revenue is coming from the Chasing Demons video, which is over 600,000 views right now. So thank you very much. It's not a lot of money. I think it's less than $1,000. YouTube pays the worst, by the way. When anybody, I'll do a whole episode about who pays what. If you wanna hear that, email jostheshow@gmail.com. But I think they're the lowest paying one. I think Apple Music pays the most. Then it's Spotify, and I think YouTube's the lowest of them all. But hey, we're still going to be on YouTube. I'm getting the swing of it, the hang of it now. But let me know what you think. JostheShow@gmail.com. And yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that segment? Let's read some emails.
Read some fucking email. You bastard. Read some fucking email. JostheShow@gmail.com.
First one comes from Jay Clark. Subject line is Black Alpaca. Jay writes in, thank you for the new song. It is making me smile during this crappy time. Bummer that the tour is canceled. I was going to see the New Hampshire show. Jay Clark, Manchester, New Hampshire. Thanks, Jake. Yeah, thank you everybody who wrote in about the Black Alpaca song. The song, it's not the song with Howard. The song with Howard is actually going to come out next week. Just want to make sure that's clear. I saw some websites had posted. I mean, Howard's in the group and is going to sing on a bunch of songs. I mean, we're not supposed to say that, really. Like, I think we're going to just keep everybody, it's just going to be a secret between us here who listen to the podcast. Everybody else, screw them. They don't need to know about it. It's going to be our inside joke for the podcast listeners. Is that bad that we want to just keep it amongst ourselves? We'll see. But yeah, believe me, we're so bummed, and we haven't been in New Hampshire in so long. We want to make up that show. I don't know when we're going to be able to make it up. That's why it's canceled and not rescheduled. But let's just keep our fingers crossed. If not later in the year, maybe early 2021, we shall see. And thank you, Jay, and stay safe up there in good old New Hampshire. What is it? Live free or die up there? Is that right? Man, New Hampshire. Speaking of New Hampshire, I got to get a hold of Labonte. He's up there. He's stocked on guns. He's got canned goods. He's got his woman. And that guy's living it. He's living it. Right, nobody got the Corona 19. Jesus fucking Christ, nobody's got the COVID-19 out in New Hampshire, right? Because there's nobody around. Your nearest neighbor's fucking 60 miles away. Next email comes from Jeffrey. Subject line is "Quit drinking." Jeffrey writes in, how do you stop drinking? I need some advice. What do you do to help stop? I am 43 and tired of this life. I want to be successful like you on being sober. You know what? I'm going to bleep out your last name, and hopefully you don't mind me, you know, reading this on the show. I don't think you will, just because, you know, we're not putting your name out there. But I just say, look, man, it sounds cliche, but one day at a time. Then you try to go another day, then you try to go another day, and each day you just hope that you don't go back. But you have to work on the underlying issues. There's a book called Lost Connections by Johann Hari. Again, I know I bring up The Spiritual Solution to Every Problem by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's just one that I like. But you need to, I try 12-step programs by all means. Give it a try. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of people that they work for. You got to replace drinking with a different activity that just puts your mind in a positive place or a different place. You know, go for a brisk walk, download a good audiobook or a podcast or a series of podcasts, like scripted podcasts, or a playlist of songs that make you feel good, that charge you up, that give you the feeling of not needing to drink, not needing to numb your pain, or not needing to, you know, avoid the issue the reason why you're drinking. Use a treadmill if you can, go on an exercise bike if you can. I also avoid the sugary foods and drinks. I think that's something that we're going to learn later on. And I mean, I know there's a lot of literature out there about, you know, sugar and alcohol, alcohol turns to sugar, right? So there is a connection there, and a lot of people are addicted to sugary foods, or they replace alcohol with sugary foods, and then they feel hungover the next day after they've binge eaten or drank too much sodas or sugary drinks or whatnot. So I would avoid sugary foods as well. Try some natural supplements. I use lion's mane. I use ashwagandha. I've tried hara tiki. I put it in my smoothies, my coffees. But you know, don't be afraid also to seek help from a professional, see a therapist, and just try to work on those underlying problems that trigger, you know, that urge to drink, the impulse to drink. That's what you want to get away from. There's always situations that could be subconscious that you don't know, is triggering that impulse. So, but see a professional, please. I'm not a professional. I do what I can do to not drink. And luckily I've been successful now for over a decade. But that's just because I wake up and I set my intention, and my intention every day when I get up is to not drink, to never go back, and don't be that person again. Don't be that asshole, piece of shit, drunk loser. And that's what booze turns a lot of us into. And look, there's always going to be the people that they can do it. They can do it socially. They can have one drink. They can have one beer. I'm not that guy. And it sounds like if you wrote this email in, it sounds like you're not that guy either. So you got to just take each day and set your intention and make that intention. Do not drink alcohol. All right, let's acknowledge a fuck up. Okay, this fuck up comes from, let's see here, JML. Jean-Marie LeBlanc from Montreal. Jean-Marie writes in, "Hello, Jamie, Hatebreed follower since 1999. Saw you guys for the first time on Tattoo the Earth in Boston, and another 10 to 12 times since. On episode 511 with Florentine, you guys were discussing Gus G's playing writing on Scream and Black Rain. Zach Wilde plays on Black Rain." Oh, wait, I think we already did this one. Anyways, I'm going to keep reading your email because it's nice, Jean-Marie. You got another fuck up. On the episode with Ricky Rackman, you were talking about a band from the 90s that's always on the radio with a song, which you sang a riff from Shinedown. The band you named as the composers was Candlebox, but that song is from Collective Soul. Wait, so this is a three-way fuck up. So I sing a Shinedown riff when I'm referring to Collective Soul, but I called them Candlebox. Jeez, you want to talk about needing some fucking lion's mane? I need something. I don't know what I need. Maybe this coronavirus thing is going to help me get all my brain issues figured out. And again, that's probably why this podcast hasn't come out in whatever, 2 weeks now, because I pick up the mic and I go, at this point, and I'm like, fuck that. I'm not putting it out. But today I said, don't be a fucking quitter. Leave it all in. Don't fucking edit it. Just fucking get an episode out. Solo episode. That's what we're doing. Jean-Marie goes on to write, might as well include a yours is, ours is. All right, let's hear the theme.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Yours is and ours is. Yours is and ours is. Yours is and ours is. Yours is. Listen to me. Yours is and ours is. Yours is and ours is. Yours is. Yours is. Listen to me.
Jean-Marie getting two segments in. Okay, so the submission is Anthrax Zero Tolerance versus Dimmu Borgir Blessings Upon the Throne of Tyranny. Okay, first we're going to hear Zero Tolerance from the 157 mark. Damn, time. Scott Ian is the Wrist Beast. R-I-S-T. God, we're going to have to make our shirt. I got to hit Scott up. Maybe we'll run Scott Ian's episode as a rerun, too. All right, now we're going to hear Dimmu Borgir, Blessings Upon the Throne of Tyranny from the 340 mark. Okay, I mean, yeah, let's see. Dimmu Borgir, when did this come out? Like 15 years ago, probably? Jeez, when was that album? And then Anthrax Zero Tolerance is off of... Shit, what album is that off of? I don't even remember. But it was recent, right? It's the one from 2016? But it's just the chugging, right? It's the pattern of the chugging that you're saying is the same? I don't know. I mean, listen, if anybody... Dimmu gets a lot of... props, I think they should get more. They're kind of underrated. They've influenced a lot of bands. So if Scott wants to give Dimmu a sandwich, fine. But I'm sure there's tons of Dimmu riffs that from old school Anthrax riffs. I gotta say, I don't think any sandwiches are owed. I think everybody owes Scott Ian a sandwich. Everybody's lifted a pattern or a riff or a lick here and there throughout the years from Anthrax just because they were the first to do it and really perfect it and really fucking take it to that next level of speed and catchiness. And then even throughout the 90s when not a lot of people were waving the flag for metal, they still did it. You could say, oh, they went in a different direction with John Bush. Fine, there's still some hits. There's still bangers. Room for one more, bro? Fucking only, bro? There's some fucking... bangers in that catalog, man. They talk about legends. And I might get emotional right now. I just want to say one of the people who checked up on me. All right. It was Joey Belladonna. And thank you so much, Joey. What a great guy. My white whale as far as the guest that I'm hoping to get on the podcast. And I don't want to jinx it, but he did say, I should probably do the podcast one of these days. And dude, I can't tell you fucking how... God, I'll get emotional right now. I can't tell you how happy that made me just to hear from him. And God, just thinking about all the great shows that we had on the Killswitch and Anthrax and Josta and Devil Wears Prada tour, just getting to see those guys every day. Just love those guys. Fucking love you, Joey. Scott, got to get him back on. And Scott did the album with Brian Posehn. So I thought, oh, maybe we'll do the episode together. But ended up getting Brian... you know, before all this craziness happened. So that'll be the next episode. And again, thank you to everybody who listens to this show, who supports us. And thank you to Brian. Thank you to Nikki. Thank you to Paul. And thank you to Chris Baudet, who literally, me and Chris and I, we've been working nonstop to get all the orders out. We were worried that the post office was going to close, and we were worried about our warehouse, you know. And shout out to Rosemary at our warehouse. Like she, I'm worried about her. I was talking through a door, like, there, are you going to close down? Are you quarantined? They were quarantined for whatever, a day or two. But then, you know, they were still getting deliveries for the other businesses at like the loading dock and stuff. But it was touch and go for a minute. We're like, we're talking about stress. We're like, what if we have to refund fucking like 600 orders for shirts and stuff? And thank you to everybody who got a When the Contagion Is You shirt. We put those up. What else? We reprinted the Black Alpaca shirts since we just released the song. So thank you if you got one of those. And yes, I know Indie Merch Store is closed down right now. My heart goes out to them and their staff. But we are still open at martyrstore.net. We have not been shut down yet. So we're still filling the orders, and I will be back with the Brian Posehn episode. And everybody stay safe, and thank you again for understanding about the tour cancellation. It's the album postponement. You know, everybody wrote me really nice things, really uplifting things that I needed to read and needed to hear, and everybody left me voicemails. And if you got anything, if you want to call in, 201-677-8032 or email jostashow@gmail.com. And I will be back with the finally with the Brian Posehn episode, and then we'll figure out Skype and Zoom and all that stuff, and we're gonna keep the show on the road. So as far as getting these podcasts out, we will do what we can. And I appreciate your patience. And again, love you all. Thank you all. Bye bye. Hey everybody, hope you like this episode. I will be back to, this is the outro after the outro, just to let you know, seriously, again, thank you all for staying on board with us, all our sponsors, all our people, everybody who donated. I will get to your shout outs. So this Thursday, we'll get the Brian Posehn episode out. And then next Monday, we're going to have Joey Belladonna on the show. So again, if you've donated, or if you bought something off the Depop, or if you did a podcast donation sale, we will get your shout outs on those next two episodes coming back as we start the schedule again. And listen, if you're under quarantine and you want to do a deep dive of the podcast and listen to 510 plus episodes in the archive, or get, like, you know, my CTHC demo collection that I'm putting up under bonus content page just for a limited time only. I'm also going to be adding Tommy Vexed, his first band. I found that CD in storage. I'm putting that up and some other rare stuff under my bonus content page. We got a 30-day free trial when you use the code JOSTA30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com if you want to check that out. And hopefully you'll stay on board, but if not, no big deal, full transparency. I wish you all the best, your families, your friends, everybody. I hope you stay inside and stay away from this terrible virus. It's really starting to affect young people now, and it's getting scary out there. But we're keeping the PMA. We're keeping positive. We're still open at martyrstore.net. So thank you if you got a Coffee Death Metal Push-Ups t-shirt. Thank you if you bought one of those Crowbar Tour t-shirts or Tour long sleeves. You guys are lifesavers, helping them pay that huge tour invoice from the Sepultura tour that's getting postponed. It means a lot to us. And if you got the Josta CD or Lost Chapters 1 or 2, or if you got a Josta shirt, you don't know how much I appreciate it. Also, thank you to Ridge for staying on board with us. It's the best wallet I own. I've been telling everybody about this company because they have the highest quality materials that they make their products with, and I just love it. Go to ridge.com/Josta, use the code Josta, and you'll get 10% off with free worldwide shipping and return. So it's just amazing that Ridge is staying with us right now when a lot of companies are dialing it back because they're worried, you know, about losing customers right now. But I know Josta Show listeners move the needle and support our sponsors, and that means the world to us. So thank you again. Also, thank you to Vessi Footwear, the first knit sneaker that is also weatherproof and waterproof. It's also 100% vegan. It's got great tread. It's got those antimicrobial insoles so your dogs won't be barking. I love these shoes. I think you will as well. Check out VESSIFootwear.com. Use the code JOSTA at checkout for $25 off your order, okay? VESSIFootwear.com/Josta. Use the code Josta for $25 off your order. Got a shout out Chris Podet. Got a shout out Steve Ross. Got a shout out Tim Bohr. Got a shout out Mark Nickel, Marcus Schlumpf, the whole Parkway Drive camp, everybody who's you know, got this tour rescheduled for November, December. My heart goes out to Andy Copping and all the whole staff at Download. I saw that's just got canceled, and they're going to start back up 2021, hopefully. Shout out to all the bands and all the road crew who are out of work right now. There's a GoFundMe, which I donated a bunch of my Depop sales and a bunch of my Martyr Store sales to the Nomad Fund on GoFundMe, started by Frank Finelli from The World We Knew. He's also worked with BAM. He worked with Hatebreed. He's worked with a bunch of bands, CKY. So if you got a buck or two to spare, they've almost hit their $25,000 goal. What else do I got to tell you about? Martyrstore.net. I told you about that. Yeah, really, that's it for now. I'm just grateful that my daughter's not sick and that nobody in my family is sick yet. And we're going to just stay inside and we're going to ride this thing out. And I'm just, man, it's crazy. My mom is scared. My sister's a nurse, so we've been scared about her. But it's those people that we got to support first and foremost. All the nurses, all the doctors, all the physicians, everyone in the medical fields, everybody in the trucking, in the grocery stores. And I know I already shouted so many of you out on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, but I just want to say thank you again if you're listening. listening. And, you know, us band dudes, us artists, and people who do creative pursuits will survive. We'll get through this. But it's the people that are putting themselves in harm's way for the benefit of others right now that I really just want to say thank you so much. And I will be keeping you in my thoughts. All right. So I'll be putting out strength and love into the universe for y'all. And I hope you get it. All right, that's it for now. I will be back with Brian Posehn. We'll finally get that episode out. Thank you for all your patience, and get out there. Well, don't get out there, but in your basement or in your garage or in your bedroom, drink some coffee, do some push-ups, listen to some death metal, some Brutally Deceased if you want. I'm sorry, the name isn't exactly, you know, one you want to be wearing on a shirt out to the bank or out to the grocery store right now, all things considered, but hey, the shit jams. All right, I love you all. Thank you all. Bye-bye.